Now, when's the last time anyone made a really, really good positive decision with selfishness, division, or hate as their driving force? And this is a vital reason why improving your decision-making actually matters. Because doing so teaches you how to align your practical actions with the care and love that you have within you. Now, whether it's family and children, teams and employees, or customers, or anyone else for that matter. Making decisions wiser, making decisions in a more profitable way, is driven by kindness and empathy, or you're simply not going to improve. Now, does anyone really think that the path to raising sales or improving workflow or helping a child do better at school is through something that's negative or something that divides people? We all know that it's not. It's just sometimes easier said than done, especially with egos and beliefs butting heads. Now, the most successful outcomes come from decision-making that's technically sound for what you're trying to achieve. That's one part, and there's a second part to it. And it's shaped without duality, without division. Seen another way, if you've got a strategy for achieving your goals, but you're harboring negativity, like a relentless hatred or a thirst for only zero-sum games, you're going to run out of steam. Your strategies are going to likely be blinkered. It's going to have too many biases for it to truly succeed. At the corporate level, let's take a look at Toyota and Honda as examples. What do you think is the key to their respective successes? Is it a constant zero-sum game mentality with a relentless warlike competition? Or the fact that, gratefully, a market exists for both of them to serve with kindness and care? So what wiser decision-making brings to an individual and to an organization is an improved way for becoming more successful. And this improvement comes by way of more positive, non-divisive steps. For example, within the world of wiser decision-making, we learn that we all have biases. And simply put, these biases can rub each other the wrong way. So the question is, how as a team can we organize these biases and fit them together like a puzzle to achieve success together, instead of constantly gritting our teeth and trying to get the other party to conform? And this is a critical lesson to learn, because it's something that not only puzzles leaders, but it's something that can really make or break a team or a community. So in the end, we're all trying to get to a better place with respect to inclusion and care for our communities, and harnessing wiser decision-making is a way of building inclusion, care, and kindness into the very fabric of how decisions are made on this journey to achievement. Now, sometimes it's about telling people head-on about what they should do or what they should say to be more respectful, caring, and loving. That being said, when it comes to the wisdom of profitable decision-making, the profit is in the way the decisions are made. And this way is one that includes empathy and care. Now, we've all tried other paths before, and when we do, we end up yearning for something better, more meaningful, something with much less friction and fatigue. We've all experienced that before. So what we need is a better way. And improving our decisions, improving the way we make decisions to make it more profitable, goes a really long way in promoting and securing a unified culture.